Supposition by Dave Bonta. Suppose it's true that as you walk, another's walking within you, perfectly coterminous with your own walking. Suppose it's true that as you sit, another sits within, weathering you like the coal inside the ember. I don't like to think that our bodies are mere vessels or vassals, but suppose it's true. It might explain these odd, apparently random urges to hold and be held, or to lose ourselves through concentration. The not-us within wants to reach the not-us without. Suppose it's true. It might explain how a finger could continue to itch after the amputation of the arm, and why, as we slowly tighten around our cores, strands of white begin to appear on our heads. An extra light glimmers behind the eyes, and a network of cracks under the skin begins to offer glimpses of an inner blue. Suppose it's literally true that heaven is within. Would it make you any more mindful of your next breath?